Good morning. Dang, I haven't done a Anchor podcast in a brick, but I'm happy to bring it back. A lot of things have kind of changed since the last episode, but for those that don't know, I go by the name of Moore. I reside in Gettysburg, Maryland, pretty much right outside DC. And what I wanted to talk about in this episode is just, you know, your peers. And your peers, you know, the people around you, your closest friends, people that you're in constant contact with, they should either, you know, motivate you, lead you towards that motivation, support you in one way or the other, even spiritually, or support, mental support, things like that. Those are what the people around you should do for you. And that's not something that you need to ask. If they're your friends, they're people that, you know, you care and love and that you build a relationship with, that should be something they do automatically. Otherwise, you have the wrong people around you. I feel like a lot of people get it confused when somebody's being nice to them, as if somebody's trying to motivate them or inspire them, when sometimes you got to realize, all right, take away all the niceness, take away all the emotion. How is this propelling me as a person? Not financially, not for a career, but how is it changing you for the better as a person? Is it inspiring you? Is this person inspiring you? Is this person motivating you? Is this person supporting you? Because as friends and as people that pretty much decide to you know, walk through life together, you know, those are things that should be involved in that relationship, in that friendship, you know. And that comes as well as the other person. You know, you should look to inspire, you should look to motivate and support the people around you. Because if you're not, what are you really doing then? Are you just gossiping? You just talking about the next celebrity gossip? Or are you talking about things, real life situations or real life adventures and experiences that can move your relationship, move yourself as a person forward into becoming a better person? Those are the things that you need to look for when you surround yourself with people, when you're in a new environment. Let's say you just graduated high school or college and you're going to either law school or to get your master's, or you're just going to school right out of high school or whatever it may be. Just maybe you just graduated high school, you got a job or a career field right after high school. Either way, you know, if you do meet new people and you're surrounded by new people around you, you know, look to see if they inspire you, if they motivate you, and if they support you. And how you see this is, do they inspire, do they motivate, and do they support other people? And that's what this episode's all about. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you got going for you. If you're surrounded by people who don't motivate or inspire or support you, and that don't motivate, inspire, support themselves, that doesn't end well for anybody in that relationship. And it's actually pretty toxic. And these are just my opinions. This is how I feel about it. Usually what I did in my podcast before, I would just scroll on my Instagram, and if I saw a post that spoke to me or that made me feel a certain way or that I had an opinion on, that's where I'll share it and use Anchor for. So that wraps it up, man. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say about that. Do you believe, you know, your friends should inspire, motivate, and support you? Again, not financially, not career-wise. I'm just talking about spiritually, emotionally. Are they there for you? And what do you feel? What do you think is required for somebody to be friends with you? Or what do you feel like is required for somebody to really motivate you or to really be involved in your life? What are the things that you look at? Peace.